You're listening to Vatican Radio.
After 51 years of conflict, which has cost 250,000 lives and 7 million displaced people, the Colombian government and the main insurgent group, the Revolutionary Forces of Colombia, or FARC, are within reaching distance of a final peace settlement with an announced bilateral ceasefire. James Blears reports.
The ceasefire was jointly announced by both sides and it'll be independently verifiable. Later today, there'll be a summit like no other to highlight what this means and the issues which have now been largely resolved. It'll be chaired by Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos and the FARC leadership. Guests will include President Raúl Castro of Cuba, President Michelle Bachelet of Chile, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. It's taken more than 3 years of painstaking and sometimes agonizing negotiations in Havana, Cuba, to resolve key issues, which will end the 5 decades conflict and ease the FARC into civilian society. These involve land reform, the FARC agreeing to halt drug trafficking, which hitherto funded its war chest, the FARC evolving into a political party, converting its guerrillas into doves of peace, and significantly, the prosecution of war crimes. Amidst all of these backslapping, handshaking congratulations, it must be remembered that the government has yet to conclude peace with the ELN, the National Liberation Army. There have been many false horizons and bitter sunsets over the years, but now peace is within sight and gunfire out of earshot. Both sides hope a binding accord can be signed by July the 20th. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.